heard of the power of words. Today I want to talk about power words. The power of words, or power words, two power words, and how to use them. Welcome. Today is the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools, how to use words, how to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success no matter what you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Two power words and how to use them. We talk about mindset here. Your mindset determines who you are, the kind of life you have, and you know, if you're stuck, if you're trapped in the ho-hum life, it's all because of your mindset. Your mindset is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. And when you tell a story, the words you use matter. You can use words that make yourself the hero of the story, or you can use words that make yourself the victim of the story. So talking about power words, the first power word I want to talk to you about is the word only. Only is a diminishing word. Only minimizes, it minimizes, the word only minimizes whatever you apply it to. It makes it appear less, makes it appear less significant or less important. Now you can use this in a negative way. Then that's oftentimes the way you hear people use that word, in a negative way, diminishing yourself in a negative way. I am only fill in the blank. A woman was talking to me one time about herself, and she says, I'm only 23, implying that she didn't have the kind of experience that an older person would have. And I heard the word only, and I says, no, wait a minute. Let's look at this, and helped her to kind of look at that and turn that only negative around into a positive. Or you've heard people say, I'm only a high school grad. I'm only a janitor. I'm only a garbage collector. I'm only, you fill in the blank of whatever title or role. I'm only a housewife. I'm only, or whatever. I can't remember the politically correct term. I'm sorry. Domestic engineer. But you get the idea. Only makes you feel less than what you are. It diminishes your ability. It diminishes your value to yourself and others. And a lot of people say this, about themselves in this negative way. Also, you can use only as an excuse for why you can't do something. It's an excuse for mediocrity. I'm only a blank, so I can't be an awesome winner and I can't be successful. I'm only fill in the blank. We use only to apply that to yourself as an excuse or as a way to kind of diminish who you are. And a lot of people use that kind of accidentally and don't even realize that you're kind of diminishing yourself in your own mind, which is the power that only has, is that if you're diminishing yourself in your own mind, you're kind of placing that in your mindset already, setting yourself up for failure. You can also use this power word of only in a positive light. If you have something that appears big, you apply the word only to it. It's only fill in the blank. You make something easier. You make it seem easier or shorter or smaller. It's only a few miles. It's only a short distance. It's only a few minutes. It's only a little thing to do. Salespeople will use that often, oftentimes to get you to make this big purchase seem smaller. It's only $20 a month. There's a lot of ways people use this, to convince you to do something. That's not necessarily, but it's a powerful word. And if you use this for yourself, for, looking at your goals, it can help you overcome big goals by making them feel not so big. A lot of people ask, how do you run 100 miles? Your mind is overwhelmed when you think of, I have to run a whole 100 miles. I have to run for 24 hours. I have to run for 30 hours. That anytime you have something big like that, you break it down and, look at it. Usually there's an aid station in races about every 5 miles. So when you get into the race and you start the race, you say, I only have to run 5 miles to the next aid station. Then when you get to there, you say, well, it's only 6 miles to the next aid station. And you continue doing that through the race until you've finished the 100 miles. Don't think about it as I have to run 100 miles because I only have to run to the next aid station. That's the way to use the power of the word only to help you overcome a big goal. It makes your mind be able to accept it. The same concept as a person telling you it's only $20 a month when you're trying to buy something, you know, that feels expensive. It makes it feel like not a big a deal. And maybe you don't really need to be spending that $20. I mean, that's one of those things that you need to look at when someone's using it for trying to convince you to do something. Be aware of that power of that word. But you can use it for what I'm talking about is using it for your own mindset to be able to push yourself forward towards your goals. The second power word is the word yet. Just three little letters, YET, is a very powerful word. Yet is a possibility word. Again, you can use this to look for negative possibilities or positive possibilities. What possibilities with the negative effects of yet is people will use that to turn a positive into a negative. The idea of this from the positive, the negative use of the word yet is that whatever is going on in my life that is good or even just okay is not going to last. The expression is waiting for the other shoe to drop, everything is going well now. And the bad things haven't happened yet, but you expect it to. Start of the winter time. Oh, I haven't had the flu yet, and I haven't lost my job yet. My car hasn't quit running yet. Runners use this word a lot of times. My knees haven't gone bad yet, and so but I know the expectation is that when you get older, your knees are going to go to bad. That it's looking into the future and imagining a bad outcome. Yet is the word that people do. People use to imagine this bad future. And oftentimes you will say something like that and you'll often say, oh yeah, haven't had that yet, but knock on wood. Well, why do people knock on wood? I mean, they've said something bad about themselves, imagining a bad future. Knock on wood, that comes from a folklore belief that spirits lived in the trees and we're listening to your conversation, and that if you said something that was like basically saying something that was going to bring a curse on yourself, knocking on wood distracts these spirits and distracts them from making what you said come true from the words that you use. But how about this? How about we just stop speaking curses over your life? Stop saying stop using the word yet to imagine a bad future. Because when you look into your future and expect the worst and speak it out loud, your mind is listening. Now, the people think the knocking on wood is a superstitious thing, but in just from a practical neuroscientific perspective, the words that you say reflect your thoughts. And not only your conscious, but your unconscious is listening, and your unconscious thoughts have the power to create your present reality and bring about the future that you imagine. That is kind of the basis of what life coaches and coaches in general will do, is to help you use words that will get your conscious and your unconscious mind on the same page to bring about the future that you want. And if you're speaking the future that you don't want, that's not a good thing to be putting in your mind. That's why I'm saying that's a negative power of the word yet. Same way with only. Those kinds of things lodge in your subconscious, and it's like putting a parachute behind you and trying to run a sprint. It is a drag upon your life, using these power words in a negative way. The positive use of the word yet is turning around a negative. If you say not yet, means that whatever your situation is right now is going to change in the future. You can be going through things that seem to be a struggle, seem to be a challenge, and you say, well, I just haven't gotten the skills to get to where I want to be yet. Now, talk to a woman whose husband made a comment that said, you're just not good at business. You know, you've got a lot of creative things going on for you, but you're just not good at the business side of what you're trying to do. She's trying to get her business going. And this often happens to us. People will say things to you about your skills, you know, in a way that kind of limits you. And but this is a kind of a term, what I call verbal jujitsu, is when people say, you're not good at that, you say, I'm not good at that yet. That leaves open the possibility that you can grow and you can change. That whatever you're facing, whatever kind of challenge you may be facing right now, you may not have the skills to deal with it at present, or you may not be doing a very good job at it at present, but you say, I'm not good at it yet, but I'm learning. It puts your mind into the place of saying, wherever I am right now, I'm not stuck here. I'm going to grow. I can get better. I can get skillful. I can learn. I can practice. I am not going to accept the fact that where I'm at right now is my final destination. I have not arrived yet. You know, so I say, you know, people will say, you know, I don't know how to do that. If you hear yourself saying, I don't know how to do something, or I can't do that, turn that negative around to say, I don't know how to do that yet, or I can't do that yet. Leave that open. Your mind is listening. Your mindset is the story you tell yourself. And when you tell yourself, I'm not good at it, that locks you in place. If you say, I'm not good at it yet, that gives you hope for the future and puts you on the path to move forward and keep improving, keep gathering skills, keep getting to be the place where you want to be in your life. So use those word yet, when someone tries to pull you down or put their own limiting beliefs on you. A lot of times, if you're trying to move yourself forward, if you're trying to do something different with your life, friends, family, well-meaning people will try to talk you out of it. Like, why are you taking such risks? They will try to put limiting beliefs upon you. Use the word yet to turn that around. Use the word yet to turn around your own negative self-talk. Because not only, you know, we don't need help from other people trying to give us limiting beliefs, we have our own. When you encounter those limiting beliefs, say, well, not yet. I have not arrived yet, but I'm still moving forward. The words that you use make up the story of your mindset. These power words will help you to create the mindset that is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. And if you change the words that you use, you change your story, you change your mindset, and you change your life. I'm going to give you a bonus of a power word. I said I was going to give you two, but here's the third one. Use the word if versus when. If you have a project or a goal that you're working on, be careful to use when instead of if. For example, a lot of people say, if I can get my business going, I can quit my soul-sucking job. If I can lose weight, I'll have clothes that fit better. If my body heals, I'll be able to run again. But you need to practice and turn these things around and say, when I get my business going, I can quit my job. When I lose weight, I'll buy clothes that I really like. When my body heals, I'll be running again. The thing to do with these words is practice your self-talk, practice in conversations, you know, conversational jujitsu. Pay attention to the words coming out of your mouth. And also the words that are going on inside of your head, the things that you're telling yourself. Notice when you hit these negative, using these power words in a negative way, and noticing if you're using them to help you or hurt you, and then turn those around. This is your assignment for this week. Listen to these power words. If versus when, and the word yet. Use them to keep yourself moving forward, using them in a way to push yourself to that epic life that you want. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.